Okay, we're going to start. Today's shir is Zvachim Daf Lamed Vav. Let's try to finish the start today. We're in Lamed Hey Med Beis by Tanan Hossam, which is a couple lines before the Mishnah, by two dots, 11, 12 lines before the bottom. So Tanan Hossam, talking about a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah on Daf Pei Dalet. The Mishnah in the parak over there is talking about cases that we know we've come across through before, that the Mizbeach is Mekadish is Apsulim. Even though something's possible, sometimes if it goes up on the Mizbeach, we leave it there. Let the Mizbeach continue to burn it. You don't take it down. But there are certain types of psulim that we don't say this din, because that even if they went on to Mizbeach, we have to take it down. An example of that was like a Roveid and Nirva. We had a Machlokas, what that meant, about that the psul took place before the Kedusha. Roveid, Nirva, things like that. And the Mishnah continues over there, V'chein, V'vali Mumim. The Bali Mumim also, if they have a Baal Mum, according to the Chachamim in that Mishnah, the Baal Mum would come down. They would come down off of the Mizbeach. But Rabbi Akiva Machshir Baal Mumim. But Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah over there says, no, if a Baal Mum goes up on the Mizbeach, you don't take it down. So now we have two caveats to the position of Rabbi Akiva. You'll see in a moment how it connects to what we had mentioned before, because we'll talk about the Shalil, the placenta or the Uber in the mother. So Rabbi Akiva Machshir Baal Mumim. But Amar Rabbi Akiva Rabba, Rabbi Yochanan, what do you say? Lo Hichshir Rabbi Akiva El Bedukim Jayin. The only mum that Rabbi Akiva mentions is the dukin shem ayin. It's a little nick of the eye, I guess, a small thing. That mum, he'll go up. Tosa says it's lav dafka dukin shem ayin. It's other mum that are not really big mum. The small type mum, right? Lo hichshir Rabbi Akiva el b'dukin shem ayin. Hoya, why? V'ksheirim be'ofos. Because the dukin shem ayin, that type of mum, if it's on a bird, the bird's still kosher. So dukin shem ayin is not really a full-fledged hardcore psul. Therefore, if it goes up on the Mizbeach, that's when it doesn't come down. Other women of the Kiva would agree would come down. I just thought for a second that you have another thing about Dukim Shemayim. The whole story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa was what happened at the end. Gave a Dukim Shemayim. That's why they weren't Makrovis. And they said, hold, so maybe Merkur said, hold, Sharon Begoyim. Because it's not a psul for the carbon of Begoyim. But nevertheless, hold, Sharon Be'ofos. Therefore, that's the type of woman that Rabbi Akiva says should stay up on the Mizbeach. And he also, another caveat, the only time the Baal Mum can stay on is Vuhu Shekodem Hekdeshon Es Muman. If the Kedusha in the animal existed prior to the Mum. Meaning you were Makdish to the Haman, then it got a Dukin Shavayim. But if it had a Dukin Shavayim first, then there was no Kedusha, nothing to be Chalon. So that would come down. Vuhu Shekodem Hekdeshon Es Muman. Right? Umodi Rabbi Akiva, where Rabbi Akiva agrees, right? But olos nekeva dechiman dekad the mum like deisha dami. If you have an olos nekeva, that's the same thing as the mum came before the hektish. Why? Because an ola has to come from a zocher. There's no such thing as an olos nekeva. Right? Rashi says umodir of akiva, but olos behem of the keva shetirid that should come down. V'yapo pishak sheir va'ofos lechatzila. Even against the dukim shayin is touched by the birds lechatzila. My time, but the command, but here it comes down. The command called the mum like Desha. It's as if the mum came prior to the hektesh. Who sheim lecha mum ba'ola godol mizeh. There's no mum bigger than this. The chol ola zocher. It's not an ola. Therefore, it's as if it had the mum before him. Now the Gemara is going to say, really? A second. Now the Gemara is going to say, really? Is that the case? The Gemara is going to ask. So meisvei. Rav Zera asked the following question, right? In the brayso that we mentioned yesterday, we listed a bunch of things that are not, they don't become pigul, and they don't have a chiyuv no ser v'tame. And one of those things that we mentioned there is the shalil, which is like the placenta and the uber. Now that's clearly, this foreshadow, it's clearly talking about a female animal, because the male animal doesn't have one, right? So the Gemara said at the end of the brayso, hamale mehen b'chutz pater. If you mapir, if you burn these things outside the Yazara, you're putter. So the mashmos is that daka, if you were makir the shalil, right, which is the uber, right, which is the placenta portion of the animal, that is when you are putter, if you makir it outside, right? But the mashmos is hot me iman, but if you makir the mother itself, you're chai, outside. Now, to say it outside for a second, two things. Number one, you have to be dealing with the female. Let's talk about the shalil. Number two, if you have an issue of haktara of the basar, which we're talking about over here, it's only by an ola. Because by all other karbonos, right, if you are makir the basar b'chutz, not a problem. because that basar never gets makir inside anyway. Eaten. There's no issue. The only korban that would have an issue of doing of burning the basar outside would be a korban that would require you to burn the basar inside. What's that? An ola. So we're talking about an ola in the keva. So okay, just remember that. So how can it possibly be? It's about olas in the keva, like we just said. It's talking about an olas in the keva, right? So therefore, we're talking about an olas in the keva. We're talking about olas in the keva, and you have a chiyuv, you have an iser, if you burn the fat of the olas in the keva outside. We say that's how that's possible. If an olas in the keva never gets kedusha according to the keva. So Gemara says, how money? So Iyamart Bishlama, if we understand, then we say, Kasar Rabbi Kiva, Olson Kiva, Im Olson Lateri, if Rabbi Kiva says that if an Olson Kiva goes up on the Mizbeah, you can't come down, that means it has a smidgen of Kedusha, and therefore if you makir it outside, you would have a Chiyah. Right? But, so then Iyamart Bishlama, Kasar Rabbi Kiva, Olson Kiva, Im Olson Lateri, Haman Rabbi Kiva, then this Braisa is talking about Rabbi Kiva. But if you say, like we said before, El Iyamart Im Olson Lateri, if you just hold, like we just made the deal, what we just said in the Brisa, that Moda Rekiva, but Olus Nekeva, the commander called the Mumla Gesha Nami, therefore the Olus Nekeva has no Kedusha. So therefore, Im also Teire, right? Im also Teire, why would you have a Chiyuv? Why would you be over in the Isser if you burned the fat, if you burnt the meat outside? There's no Kedusha in the animal. Right? So, El Iyam Mark, Im also Teire, how money? No!
Yes! Can't use it.
No, the assumption being that in also teiriz, if anything goes up on the mizbeach and you can keep it there, because it's smashed in a little bit of kedusha. But if it has no kedusha at all, if the mum existed prior to the kedusha, there was nothing for the kedusha to be chal on. That's why you take it off the mizbeach, because it can't be there. So if the ola is such, if being female is such a mum in the ola according to Rabbi Kiva that it comes off the mizbeach, Gemara's assumption is that means that animal has no kedusha. If that animal has no kedusha, what issur are you over for burning the meat outside the mizbeach, outside the Beis HaMikdash? Not easy. But they're making a mistake. Listen, you had guys who made in the second Beis HaMikdash who did the Avodah Yom Kippur wrong. I mean, the Kohanim weren't, you know, they're making mistakes. They made mistakes. The other answer you can say is maybe it never happened, but in order to learn out, say this in all shots, in order to learn out what the halachas are, you have to pull the most extreme cases, and you can extract what the rules are.
Every day.
So how much? So who is this? So the Gemara says, you're right, Eina Chanami can't be Eima. So this is how you explain the Braisa. The Braisa means, Hamale Mehen Bachutz Pater. If you're male the Shalil outside your Pater, Hame'emure Iman Chayev. But if you're male the limbs, right, the emurim not the basra, but the emurim, what? The outside, then your chayav, because that could be talking about a shlamim or a chakas. But the Gemara says, v'hakim mehen katani, the iman dum yudahu. It says mehen, and iman dum yudahu, it has to be the same thing. Right, so what's mehen? Mehen was the meat of the shalil, so too, with the woman, with the mother, it has to be consistent. What? That's the shalil. That's the shalil of the fetus. Right. That's right. So the Gemara says, Hamehen katani, mehen is mashal that you makir the basar of the shalil, and therefore the imon duma didu, which would be the basar. So it says, no, ela ema, this has to read the braisa. Hamala me'emurein bachutz pater. If you makir the fat of the shalil outside, that makes you pater. But if you makir the fat of the mother, that makes you chayav. And the fat, he's talking about the chatos and the shlamim and all other korbanos. Not slapped up and ola. Our whole problem was if you establish our brisa as an ola, then we have a problem with the Rabbi Kiva, because he says an ola, a female ola is such a psul that there's no kedusha. So the case is now on that. Now the case is that yes, we're dealing with a female, but we're talking about a chatos and a shlamim, and then we have no problem. Okay, that's the easy part. Shchatz next mishnah, back to the halachas of pigul. So. Shechato, you did shechito with the improper intent, al menas lehaniach es damo o emurav lemachar. You had the intent, it's machshava called machshavas hinuach, of leaving over. Your machshava is to leave the blood or the fat that he can be burned for the next day. Meaning I'm not going to throw the blood at all. I'm going to leave it over. That's my machshava. I have machshava, I will not throw this blood in time, I'm going to leave it over. Machshava hinuach, lehaniach, to leave over. Right? Or I had machshava that I'm going to take this blood outside. We've come across this before. So, Rabbi Yehuda posel, Rabbi Yehuda says it's posel, and the Chachamim say it's kosher. Chachamim say it's kosher, why? Because we've seen before, we're going to see at the end of the mission also, the Chachamim say that the only thing that don't machshav that's posel is shalom b'komo, is chutz l'zman, chutz l'komo, and shalom l'shmo b'tesach ha'akatos. Rabbi Yehuda, we're trying to figure out what his shita is. Now,
but
he has machshava not to.
Yeah, he does.
So let's say he does it in the end. So the Chachamim say it's fine. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not fine. We'll see at the end of the mission, at the end of the Gemara, Yehuda basically says any if you have machshava for anything that have that if you actually do it, it makes the korban pasul. The machshava also makes the korban pasul. So let's say I didn't throw the blood, korban pasul. So if I have machshava not to throw the blood, the korban pasul according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say, no, we'll see at the end of the mission, the only machshava that passels is machshava chutzlus, ma'am chutzlus, and komo, shalom, shema, betes, sechem,
echad. But people,
you have to actually do it. You have to continue, that has to be the only so, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It has to be.
That's not enough.
It's not to make it possible, but to make the chiyuv kares, you have to be makir the makir kmitzvah, and you have to complete the process with no other issues. Right, you have to follow through. So now the Gemara says, if you have machshava to throw the blood on the ramp, shelo keneged ha'yisur, to throw it in a place not next to the base of the mizbeach, there litein esnisan lamal lamato, to throw the things that's supposed to go on top, you want to throw it on the bottom, or esnisan lamal lamato, the bottom stuff on top, esnisan in b'fneim b'chut, that's supposed to be thrown inside, you had intent to throw it outside. I thought you did it, you had intent, right? Esnisan in b'chut b'fneim, those are supposed to be outside, you have intent inside. So yochul tameim, that tameim should eat this carbon, right? She yakrivu tmeim, or tmeim should be makir the fats. She yochlu areilim, right? The non gemalot kohanim should eat the meat. She yakrivu areilim, or they should be makir it. With shaber atmos pesach, if you have in mind to break the bones of the korban pesach, right? Why? I don't know why anyone would have this. What's going on here? Le'echol himenu no. Again, the point is to extract the rules. To eat the pesach raw. Ve'le'arev damo b'dam tsuim. Or let's say you had in mind to mix the blood of this carbon with the blood of a puffle carbon, right? It comes to, you know, bitul issues. So kosher. Chachamim say it's kosher. Why? Because we said before, she'ein machashava poseles ela b'chutz l'zmano, chutz l'mkomo, v'apesach v'rechata shelo l'shmo. Okay, that's the rule. Now,
that's
the rule for the Chachamim. So I'm trying to figure out, now the rest of the Gemara is talking about Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, right? My time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold, in the beginning of the mission, he says, if you have a machshava to leave over the blood for tomorrow, or you have a machshava to bring the blood outside, it's pasuk. Right? What's the reason? So Amar Rav Elazar, he says, first we're going to try to prove from a pasuk. Then of course, they say, oh, I can't be from that pasuk, because neither pasuk teaches something else. Then we're going to prove from the svara that we said before. So my time in Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav Elazar, Trek Krok Sivi, the two psukim that are written when it comes to the concept of binosa, sometimes leaving over, right? And now that'll leave over past a certain time, whatever it is. The day of the korban and that night for most korbanos for shlomim, you get an extra day, right? Shreik shok siv even nosar. Kasev lechad omer. One passage says by the korban pesach. It says lo so siru imenu ad boker. Do not leave it over till the next day. Lo so siru. The kasev echad omer. Another passage says, and Rashi says once by the pesach and once by the todah. The other passage says lo yaniach imenu ad boker. Don't leave it over to the boker. So I already know now I leave it over. So in eno inyan lahaniach tnei inyan machshav esinuach. So what if it's not for actually leaving it over, it's from machshava. Tosafot, that's a very good question, Rashi. Doesn't answer. He says, Chad b'Pesach, Chad b'Todah. That's what Rashi says. One pasuk b'Pesach, one pasuk b'Todah. The top pasuk b'Tema. The Darish b'im eno, the mipesach heichafin l'shar. Sorry. No, sorry, from the sheet, though, so I saw it. He says, Perish HaKotchus, Chad gabi Pesach, Chad gabi Nosa, v'kosher, the imkein mai shayach lomar im eno inyon. Halagufa itzrich. Well, halagufa itzrich. One process by the Pesach, one process by the Todah. So what do you mean I tell them inu inyon? I need to put this inyon also. One process teach me that I can't leave over the Pesach, and one process teach me I can't leave over the Nosa. What do you mean inu inyon? That's a good kasha. I don't know the answer. Because he said that Tosus also has a similar. He goes, the Pesach heichi afsin shar Nosa. How do you learn after Pesach from everything else? Pesach you have to eat, like, right? You have to have different rules. Anyway. So the Gemara says, is that possible? Do I really that Yehuda learns it out from the extra pasuk? That pasuk's not extra. That pasuk's to teach me something else. right? The Rabbi Yehuda High Craw, the second pasuk of Lo Yaniach Menu Aboker Lo Hachi Yehuda Asad. He uses it for the following drasha, right? The Hachi Yehuda Asad. Does he use it for the drasha of the that's extraneous? Hari Barley Lechazasanya. He needs it to learn what we learned in the following brisa. What does the brisa say? The pasuk says Ubisar Zevach Toda Shlomo, right? V'Yom Korbano Yeachel Lo Yaniach Menu Aboker. So it says Lamadnu. It says Nasa Zevach Toda. The Toda talks about. So Lamadnu Lusoda Shenechelas the Yom V'Layla. I know that a Korban Toda, you have a day and the night. So Gemara says Chalitvin. What about something that was flipped for a Korban Toda? Me, I lost my Korban Toda, and I bring another one, and then I find it. So what I do with this extra one the second one is called the Khalife Toda. It comes up onto the Mizbeah. The first one is what you use for your the second one's called Khalife Korban Toda. Vlados, what about the animals born from the Korban Toda? Tmuros, if I made Tmura. That also, how do I know that those things also mean I, that they only have one day and one night? Because the problem with the Toda is the Kutchin Kala. There's maybe just like Shlomo, which is such a favorite in the Pasuk, you have an extra day. Maybe the Toda will also have an extra day. The Gemara says, Talmud Lomar, Basar. The word Basar in the Pasuk is extra. It comes to include all these other items. And the Gemara says, "I the chatas of Asher minayim." Having another chatas of Asher, the Brisa continues that only eaten one day and one night. Tamalomah zevach. The word zevach talks about the chatas and the Asher. Minayim Rabbi Shalmei Nazir Shalmei Pesach. How do I know those things? Homachlok is what the Shalmei Pesach are. Right? Some say the Shalmei Pesach is the Chagiga, where the Korban Chagiga on the 14th day along with the Korban Pesach. But that only goes according to one sheet. That's Homachlok from Shachem Daf Ayin that says what's the status of the Shalmei Chagiga according to. According to most, the status of the Shalmei Chagiga is that it's a Shlomo. Therefore, you have 2 days. It's only according to the Shita of Ben Tema, who says that the Chagigas Arbasa is only one day and one night. But the Chachamim there say that it's like any Shlomo. So if you say that Shalmei Chagiga here is one day and one night, that means you're going only according to the Shita of Ben Tema himself and Daf Ayin. All right. But the other Rishonim say that what we're talking about over here is that Shalmei Pesach means the extra Pesach. What is it? The Moser Pesach, that's actually the Ramban on the Parsha in Vayikra, Maran Chomish, and the Tosos, he quotes here the Tosos on Lachtes, and it means that the Shalmei Pesach is that your Mafrish Mos for the Korban Pesach that you had left over. So you use that money to buy another Korban.
I think this may be easier. How many have you? Can't use them now.
Well, if he's Tamei, he himself is Tamei, then you can't bring the Korban Pesach. He has to wait for it. Correct.
Yes, then he can use it over either for the other one or for a Pesach Sheni or somebody else.
I don't know. So, nevertheless, those also, whatever the case is, it also has one day and one night. So, how do we know that? Talmud Lomar Shlomov, that's what the word Shlomov comes to teach us. And Lachmei Toda, what about the Lachmei Toda, right? The Chalos or Kikin Shibin Nazir, all these breads. How do we know the day only can be eaten for one day and one night? Tamalom or Karbano? Kulan kore ani bahen lo yaniach. All these I learn lo yaniach. Similar to a Tosfos question. So the Pasuk is not extra. The Pasuk is teaching me the halacha by all these other Karbanos. It's one day and one night. So Rabbi Yehuda said, oh, it's extra, therefore I can learn that from the Machshava. That's one case. So Gemara says, wait a second, no, I can answer that. In kain mei makra lo sosiru. My lo yaniach. Shemei lo yaniach. Nei lo machshava sinuach. What does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, lo yaniach. It's a weird language. We're only talking about nosar. It should say the word, I'm not sure what this means, it should just say the word lo sosiru. You shouldn't leave it over. What's the difference between sosiru and yaniach? But since it's written in the wrong language, you can learn both. The Gemara says, wait a second. Thank you. Gemara says, look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah had 2 cases where we keep Rabbi Yehuda arguing. One was hinuach, leaving all the blood, and one was to bring the blood outside. So now you answered me, okay, fine. He learned in the pasuk about leaving the blood over. What about taking it outside? You don't have a pasuk for that. So hatin neach lehania lahotzi the ma'ik lemeimer. Where are you talking about by halfway down? Talking about what are we talking about taking it out? Where did he learn that from? The ode and what are you trying to prove me from the pasuk? We know that Rabbi Yehuda's shita is based on a svara. The ode time of Rabbi Yehuda svarahu. It comes from a svara. The sanya we have the following verse that says Amar lehem Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said to the chachamim who argued with him, iyatem modim she'in hinichu lemachash and poso is what you said. Don't you agree that if I actually leave the blood till tomorrow, it becomes pasul? Yeah, it becomes pasul. So too, right? So too. So too, if I have a mind to leave it over tomorrow, it's possible. Any action that would pass the carbon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if I have machshava to do that action, that also passes the carbon. Right? So El Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Svaru, it's a Svaru. So forget the pasuk. It's not the pasuk. It's a Svaru. So the Gemara says, wait a second. There was a whole list of items in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda only argued in the beginning about machshava he knew of and bringing the blood outside. But if he holds that anything that passes the carbon passes with machshava, what about the whole rest of the Mishnah? So the Gemara asks. So the Gemara says, "V'niplo nami Rabbi Yehuda b'kulu." He should be cholik in all the things listed in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "Wait a second, behind niplo, which one are you talking about? You have to prove to me that any of those other machshavos, that if I actually did it, it would pass with the carbon." So let's go through the list. He says, number one, "V'shover atos haPesach le'echlo menu not." Right? You have machshava to either break the bone of the Pesach or to eat it raw. So you're not allowed to do that. But zivcha gufam, you did mishav. Does it pass with the carbon? I guess it doesn't pass for the carbon. It's an isser, but it doesn't pass for the carbon. Almanas sheyochleu tumeim v'sheikivuhu tumeim. Almanas that tumeim will eat the meat, or tumeim will be mocked with the fats. Zikla gufam mipasel. It doesn't become possible. Why? Rashi says, because you already threw the blood. The hefter of the carbon and how it works, where's the kapara? It's by the zrika. So I have in mind that somebody's going to eat it. Or someone's tummy is going to burn the fats. Big deal. I mean, it is a big deal. And they're not allowed to do it. But it doesn't pass with carbon if they do. If somebody who, if a tummy eats the meat, that's an issue for him eating the meat. But it doesn't affect the carbon. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Sheyikrivu tamei mikamasso, tahayak yivu be'emurim ka'amar, dumi dochu basar, v'chein im yochu tamei morayim, zevach shenizrak damo kilchasso, mi pasu la carbon ma'freya milorasos. It's post facto. The carbon had worked already.
You put it, but I think that the carbon takes that. One of the members of the group breaks the bone. The whole thing should what? Should be possible?
It's not possible. He did an insert.
What I'm saying,
right? He did an insert. Oh well, so let's say one guy, a tummy guy touches it. One guy did something.
Yeah.
So the next question: is she yochlu or areilim? That areilim or sheikrivu areilim? Is it going to be possible? The same thing. It's not going to be possible. It's taking place after the zrika. Right? It's taking place after the Zrika. So Gemara says, wait a second. Tosos and Olishon Mass. Think about this. Yehuda says, if anything, if it takes place post Zrika, then it's not a problem. The carbon's kosher. But what did he say? He said, Chishev lehiniach imurim lemachar. If you had machshava to leave the fast for tomorrow. Well, wait a second. The fats are only birth after the Zrika. That's the case in the Mishnah where Yehuda says it's possible. But why is it any different to Yehud Tumeim? It's after the Zrika. Look at Tosos. The Tosos Sheochlenu. Go five lines down. It says, V'im Tomer, Chishev lahaniach emurim lamachar, Ola b'chutz, amai pasol. Why would it be pasol? Right? Halo, im heniach emurim ad lamachar o b'chutz, kevan shenizrak damak hilchoso, lo nivzol korim miratos. Right? Didn't see the question?
No.
Tosos, the Gemara is saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, what about... Why don't you argue and say if you have machshava that tameim should eat the meat,
right,
it'd be possible? Because if tameim do in fact eat the meat, it took place after zrika, doesn't pass for the carbon. Well, leaving the emurim over for tomorrow also takes place after the zrika, and that's the quintessential case that Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah is possible.
The
Tosa seems to go like that way, but so what? But so, based on the rule that we just established, a rule that so long as the isser that being done has taken place after the carbon was meratza, you can't destroy the carbon of mafreya. Therefore, if a tummy eats the meat, it doesn't ruin the carbon of mafreya.
I see what you're saying, but
I think what you're saying is that I think what Tosos is trying to answer here. I'm not so clear about Tosos. What's your...
He violates Nosar. Does it affect the carbon?
No, it's an issue of Nosar.
Right.
Nosar's
not right.
Right, Nosar's Nosar.
He violates Nosar.
Right, so Gemara says, V'yesh lomar de lo dami lehaniach emur lomachar. Right, it's not similar, it's different. But like, I think what Mati's saying, because e aviv v'machshav so mitzal kula, because if you do that, it's passes the carbon. Right, kula carbon, right, mitzal kula carbon b'kutshin ha'nechal m'yom l'layla, the cave of the havi murim b'ein, he's saying, so long as the murim are in existence, you're missing a part of it. There's a Tosfos somewhere else that says it's just the Rabban, Tosfos on Nachav Zion. I'm not going to go into the Tosfos here, I'm not sure how it says, but I think it may be along the lines of what you're saying, Mati. Others say that, no, you're right, in a Tanami, But it's the Rabbanan. Once they have this tool, they have that tool. Good kasha. I think the question is better than the answers. Okay. So the next case, the Gemara says, she says, "Well, sheyochu areilim, v'sheigru areilim." She says, "Zipkagufim mitzvah." Who makes that carbon possible? The carbon is still kosher because it's asking the Zikas Adam. The Gemara has another answer. Is this an ethereal kol kiminei? Is it can an orel eat it or makar it? It's not dependent on him. Everyone else has to have, like this sort of long laundry. You say, who's going to let them do that? Guys, no, give me an orel. All of a sudden, going to walk in. He says, kol kiminei. Right? Rashi says, Mi yishmalo lakribo b'psu. Who's going to let him go up and be makrovit? Hakohanim timeim lo yishmalo. They're not going to listen to the Tamei Kohen. V'chein areinu lahakli l'zbeach v'aveiro olch ha'kodesh v'aveiro. Hekok ein makshavaso makshav v'dabar toli b'acher. If I have makshava that an orel should eat it, well, or a Tamei should eat it, it's not toli in me. Somehow that orel has to sneak around and get permission from all the other Kohanim to eat the meat. So it's not biyado, it's not fully biyado, gotta run that through all the other cases. If it's not fully biyado, then it's tali biyachayirim, and if a machshava is tali biyachayirim, it's not enough of a machshava to make it possible. That's Rabbi Kiva. What about the next case? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda again said that if you have machshava to do something that passes the carbon, the machshava itself will pass the carbon. He says, la'arev damam b'dam psulim. Mixing the bloods together. So why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda say in that case, if you have machshava to mix the bloods together, it should be possible. Just like if you mix the bloods together, it should be possible. Well, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that it's possible if you mix the bloods together. Why? Rabbi Yehuda holds min demino in the bottle. His sheet is that if I mix two things that are like substances together, there's no bittul. So if I mix good blood with bad blood, the good blood is still in the mixture, so I can throw it. It's not possible, right? Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei the amar ein dam mevatel dam. Dam doesn't mevatel dam because min demino ain't a bottle. So even if I have, there's no bitul.
Right, and therefore the blood doesn't lose its identity.
And neither does the kosher blood lose its identity. They're all there. So I didn't do it. I didn't destroy the kosher blood.
So with milk, you can't drink the milk because it's not bottled. It's not pig milk you throw into cow milk.
Right.
You can't drink the mixture because you now have the...
Correct.
Right, how can you throw the blood?
Because you have kosher blood in there.
You can't drink the milk.
Right, this... Well, I understand.
You're not drinking it.
No, I can't. The pig blood remains pig blood. You can't drink the mixture. How can you throw the blood?
Right, so I think there's a question, Tosh was similar, asked a similar question. But I think the question is because the Kavana at that time for the Kohen, the Kavana of the Kohen is to throw the kosher blood. And since the kosher blood exists, he's viewing the non-kosher blood like water. So that's also, it's not eating. And maybe there's a difference between Mizbeach and eating the food. The kosher blood is in the mixture.
Right.
So if the kosher blood is in the mixture, so that doesn't pass all the blood. By pig's milk?
Yeah. You can't drink it. I don't care. I want to drink the kosher
blood. But it's not the same rules. That's the answer.
Why
shouldn't it be the same rule? Be dam and dam, be din and din, be neg and neg. Why is the same rule by kosher applied by...
What does libidino mean?
Light substances are not bottle.
Meaning you can't, that it remains, right, it remains that the soul doesn't...
Yeah, I understand. I understand your question. But the law is different by question than by...
I also think they did it as more of a getter for everything else. It's too similar.
Right. Listen, there's a Tosfos and Ayin test that we don't have because we don't have Yoga Maris. But the Tosfos and Ayin test, I think, asked that question, and he basically says, it's a good question. He basically says, because the Kohen, when he's miscaving with a throw the apostle blood, it's in the Tarovos, he doesn't have to use that blood. It's a good question. It's not. Yeah, no kidding. Litain Esfat, the son of Lamala Lamata, those on top, what about those? Because Rabbi Yehuda said that, and Lamata Lamala, Rabbi Yehuda Latameh, the Amr Shlomo Komo Nam Kamon Karina Bey. Shlomo Komo is kosher for Rabbi Yehuda. So if I actually threw the stuff on the bottom, on the top, it's kosher. So if I have Makshav, that's also kosher. The Liklo, the Anisanim Bithnim, Shinisanim Bachus, Shinisanim Bachus, Nasanim Bithnim. What if the outside, I throw inside, the inside, I throw outside. Rabbi Yehuda, Kasar Rabbi Yehuda, Ba'inam Makom, Shiyim Meshulash, Badam, the Basar Bimur. The whole thing about Shlish. The only time a soul, right, the only time a machshava puts some komo only works in a machshava on a makom that is meshulash b'dam b'basar b'murim. That at one point in time in history, you were able to throw the blood, eat the meat, and burn the imurim. And that's only outside the zveh. Outside the mikdash, and talk to the prime head of the bamos, but inside the heifal doesn't have those three rules. So therefore, even if I So it's not a pasul machshava because it's excluded. The Gemara says, "No, okay, I'm gonna have to move. I'm sorry." Well, me isplay the Rabbi Yehuda high svar. Does Yehuda really hold the svar that you need a makom meshulosh? And therefore, if you machashiv lahakus the dam into the heichal, it's not possible because the heichal is not a makom meshulosh. But Tanya, we have a brayta says Rabbi Yehuda Omer. The pasuk says davara, right? Lo tizbach la Hashem lo kaf hashor v'seh asher yev bo mum kol davara. So that's a warning to not shech bali mumin. So what does davara mean? So what does that add? Riba kan chatos shechatos v'darom. That includes if you shech the chatos in the south, because you have to shech in the north. Chomah klobus to the north is, but whatever it is, if it's in the south, it's no good. And it also the chatos shenichnas damel lefnim. It also includes that if the chatos you brought the chatos blood inside, if you had means if you have since the pasuk talking about shechita, so you're clearly talking about machshava. So if you had machshava to bring the chatos blood inside, it's pasul. Wait, doesn't he hold about shalish? Obviously not. He doesn't hold about shalish. That's the kasha. So Gemara says, wait a second. So left Rabbi Yehuda, high svar. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of the svar of the shalish, and therefore you're telling me that he does hold that machshava of the outside to the inside pasuls. I'll bring you another raya. That's going to be the two times the later Rabbi Yehuda. They're not going to answer the stira. The less Rabbi Yehuda high svar. That's now we have a Mishnah on Daphne base. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, hechnis b'shogeg. If I brought the dam lechatas by mistake into the heichal inside, it's kosher. Right, hab b'mezid, mashmah I brought it inside on purpose, it'd be pasul, right? The kaima law, and then we establish on Tei Gimel over there, even if you brought it b'mezid, even if you brought b'mezid, it's not pasul for Rabbi Yehuda. What does it say pasul? It's only b'shekiper. It's only if you threw the blood on the inside mizbeach. If I threw the blood on the inside mizbeach, right, then it becomes pasul. You zarek the dam on the mizbeach apanimi, but just bringing the blood in by itself, the korban is not pasul. So hashda, the Gemara say umah hasam ayla ayla over there. If you were machnas the blood purposely into the, you actually machnas the blood in keeper in low keeper low. The only time you it becomes pasul is if you throw the blood, but if you didn't throw the blood, it's not pasul. So hakla the chashiv chashuve, but here where you didn't weren't machnas it, you only thought about bringing it in low culture came, that's not pasul. There, it's only possible to get you through it. So machshava to the inside does not make it possible. So these three brayos, the three mishnayos, that seem to bring Rabbi Yehuda in either direction. So the Gemara says, straight tanai, I'll leave Rabbi Yehuda. The two tanayim who don't call it, that's Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore you can't ask in our brayso about why does Rabbi Yehuda argue on if you throw the blood outside, the outside blood inside, because we'll say he holds that the other tanai of Rabbi Yehuda, and it's not a psal. Okay. So now, we brought the Bryson just before, when we said, we called Dover, right, we said, Dovera, one of the things was, Chata Sheshachta B'Dorom, right? The Sover of Yehuda, Chata Sheshachta B'Dorom Yechayev, it's that passage is a lot. It says, well, Tizbach Hashem Lokecha. There's a lot. So if you learn it out from there, if you shech the Chata in the south, you violate a lot. What happens if you violate a lot? You get Malchus. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold you get Malchus if you shech the Chata in the south? Right, by time you have a following bright, so Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yachol Chatos Sheshachta B'Dorom Yechayev. You would think maybe that if I shech the Chatos in the south of the Beis HaMikdash, I would be Chayev Malkus. Tam alone, where the Pasuk says, Lo Tizbach L'Hashem Elokecha, Shor Vasev, Asher Yebo Mum, Kol Dovara. Right, Al Dovara Atam L'Chayvo, Vi Atam L'Chayvo, Al Chatos, Vi Atam L'Chayvo, Chatos Sheshachta B'Dorom. So he says that you're only Chayev if you were Makrib, a Dovara, which is a Mum. That you get Malkus. But you don't get the price says you don't get Malchus if you shech the Chatos in the north, on the north side. But we just said that you do get Malchus. So Rashi says again, Trey Tanoi, I'll leave Rabbi Yehuda. There are two Tanoim who argue on what the das of Rabbi Yehuda was, whether or not you get Malchus if you're over allowed, if you shech the Karban Chatos in the south. Okay. Let's remember now. The claw was that a Karban does not become Pigol unless you achishev what? A machsheves chutz lizmano, and there was nothing else wrong with the Avodah. There was no other machshavas psul. But for example, if I was machashiv in the first avoda, in shchita, a machshavas chutz l'makom, and then in the second avoda I have chutz l'zmano, there's no pigel. Right? That's what we learned on the mishnah. That's what we learned on the test on the base. That fine. Like we said before, the only improper machshava has to be the pigel machshava. So the Gemara says now, what about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda just said he added this new machshava, a machshava he knew of, had machshava to leave over the blood. Is that machshava sufficient enough of a machshava to destroy the machshava's pigul? Right? Rami Rabbi Abba, Umod Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's moda, Shechozer Bekovel Pigul. That machshava's hinuach is not a sufficient enough machshava. Meaning, if I had machshava's hinuach by the shchita, Right? So I had a machshavas pshul by the shchita. And then the next one, I had a machshavas pigle. Pigle applies. Machshavas hinuach does not just ruin the pigle. Right? Choser v'kovel the pigle. Gemara says, how do I know that? Rabba doesn't try to bring a raya. Amar Rabba, he says, Teda, you should know that hinuach point to Rabbi Kiva is not sufficient of machshava to destroy the pigle. The pigle, of course, the reason is high first. The pigle lifnei zrika lo klum hu, and asya zrika v'kabel of a pigle. What happens? The korban does not become pigle until the end of all the avodas. Not only does it not have to be any other machshavas psul, you have to finish the all the avodas. Buy a machshavas pigle, and then all the blood spills out, and we're done with that korban. There's no pigle anymore. You have to be makriv the matir kibitzvasa. Everything has to be done in accordance with its, and it can't add. Plus, there can't be any other psul. So before,
yeah, that's not, you can't deal with it.
No, but you would say that I would have no.
Can you eat the cover without the blood being removed?
That's exactly the point. If you can't, then the machshav, then there's no chiyuv karis for that for
right.
Eating whatever it was.
Well,
someone eats it anyway. There's still no curry.
Oh, you eat it.
Anyway. There's still no curry. Right. Goes back to your original question. And you're asking every 5 seconds. I hear you. Oh, yeah, what's going on? So he says, what happened? Let's say you shechted. I'm a nachlus wrote the dam lemachar. Right, I have shechted with a pigle machshava. That machshava's pigle at the time of the shechita does not make an impact on the korban until the zrika of the dam, because it doesn't become pigle until you makriv the rest. So according to this, so then there's a machshava's psul before the pigle. I have a machshava to throw the blood tomorrow. So there's a machshava's psul before the pigle, and nevertheless, if I continue, I get pigle. So Gemara says, and usher zrika of the kavla de pigle. So too here. If I have machsheva hinuach beforehand, then comes later the pigle to take, and it's still pigle. So Gemara says, wait a second, what are you talking about? Below he, hasam huchad the machsheva he, haka tre machshavos. The machsheva of pigle, to throw the blood, chutzos mano, is not two separate machshavos. I'm going to keep the blood for tomorrow, and I'm going to throw the blood. It's one machsheva. It's machsheva pigle. Over here, one, with Rabbi Abba's case, was Rabbi Yehuda was saying, I had machsheva hinuach. And then I had machshavas pigle. So you can't bring a raya. Two different cases. And the machlokes were showing whether or not that means that Rabbi Abba is wrong. See, Rabbi Abba is wrong in a minute. But I got the machlokes showing the next part of the march. So there's no raya to Rabbi Abba. Not only that, we're going to knock out Rabbi Abba. Ace Rabbi Huna Rabbi Abba. Let's say the guy had machshava litain hanisam lamala, and machshava to throw the items that you should be thrown on top of the kutta sikra, had machshava to throw on the bottom was there, or opposite, lamata lamala, la alter. Meaning, I have machshava to do that bo bayom, to do that today. I'm throwing in the wrong spot today. The carbon is kosher, right? Everyone says the carbon is kosher. Now, what happened? Because well, there we said, lokum kolum kolum, so it's kosher. Chazar b'chishev, now in the second avoda, he has a machshava chutzim komo, right? That's pasul, the imbo karis, was chutzim mano, pigo the chayavim of karis. Why? Because he never had any other pasul machshava. You can't eat the meat. We had a whole thing over there about not eating the meat. We're small. That's fine. But if I had machshava to throw the blood in the wrong spot and the pigle machshava, the carbon is pigle, because to throw the blood in the wrong spot is not a machshava's psul. Shalokim komu kum komu dami. So the only psul machshava is pigle. That let's say I had the machshava to throw the blood in the wrong spot, limachar. Right? I'm going to do it tomorrow. So that means I had a machshava chutz lezmano on the throwing. Right? Limachar is psul. Because you had obviously according to Rabbi Yehuda, because you had machshava to leave the blood over to tomorrow. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the machshava he knew is poselus, right? And then chazar v'chishev, and then in the second avoda you had machshava being chutz l'zman or being chutz l'makomo. The Gemara says pasul able karis. Wait a second, what's going on here? It's Rabbi Yehuda shita. He had machshava he knew, and then he had machshava's pigle, and the Gemara says there's no karis. So how do you, Rabbi Abba, say that Rabbi Yehuda says chazar v'chishev pigle? To yufta Rabbi Abba, to yufta. The Kasha Rabbi Abba, we don't have the answer, therefore, we prove that Rabbi Yehuda does not say that Yehuda holds that Hinuach would remove pigle. It's sufficient enough in Machshava to remove pigle. Amar of Chizda, Amar Ravina Bar Sila. Never heard, saw the Sila. I think it's saying Shila. Okay. Amar of Chizda, Amar Ravina Bar Sila. Chishev Sheyochu Temeim. Let's say during one of the Avodos, I had a Machshava, not I, the Kohen had a Machshava, Sheyochu Temeim Lamachar. That Temeim should eat it tomorrow. So chutz lizmano machshava, but for a pasul person to eat it. Okay, so what's the story over there? So you have machshava chutz l'zmano. So is the korban, is it pigel, or do you mix in the machshava that a tummy should eat it, and therefore that takes it out from the pigel? Right. I thought we said that a tummy eating it, even Rabbi Kippa, even Rabbi Hud. I mean, there's no machlokes. Rabbi Hud says if a tummy eats it, there's no problem. It doesn't pass. It's kosher, right? So Amr, the Gemara says chayav. Therefore, you chayav karis. That's what the Gemara says. You chayav karis. There is pigel because there's no other machshava psul mixed in here. So you chayav, meaning you chayav karis. We don't say that there's a machshava to be most of the pigel. It could be because no one holds that eating it would pass on the carbon. So Amr Rava. Rava tries to bring the same raya brought before. Now Amr Rava teido that's the din. Then Rebasha lifnei zrika lo chazi. Basar before the zrika is not roi for achila, and nevertheless, if I have machshava in shchita to eat it tomorrow, it's misl and nasa pigel. And therefore what? Rashi says, basar with zrika lo chazi la achila, and b'chi mechashi bei b'shchita, I'm a nasa ochlo lemachar mifagyo. Rava is trying to prove that a machshava of a pasul eating the carbon is not most of the pigol, because pasul if they zrika lo chazi. Right, before you throw the blood, you can't eat the meat. So that's a psul in the achila. Right, you can't eat the meat. And nevertheless, if you machashe during the shlita to eat the meat tomorrow, it still becomes pigol. So the machshava of somebody of eating the meat, I don't understand that.
That's
pickle.
That is pickle.
Yeah, so maybe that's the Gemara's. I don't know. Let's read it. Below he, the Hasam Zarik Mitzi, over there, when you throw the blood, the Hachalo Mitzi Klau. Over there, we are Zorik the Dam, and the Dam, the Basa then becomes Roy to be eaten like the Zrika. So it comes out that when you had Machshava to eat the Machar, you had Machshava to eat. Right, that's what the answer is. They had machshava to eat something that's roi to be eaten. But over here, lo matzi klal, over here, a tummy is never roi to eat the animal. I think it's, I'm not sure what the question is. Alright, Amar Rechizda. Rechizda said, margala b'pumi. This was a margala b'pumi de Rabbimi bar Chinina. This is something that he always said, that basar, besar pesach, lo hutzla, the lachme toda shlo humor. The meat of a pesach that wasn't roasted, right? It was done something else, and therefore you can't eat it. The lachmei toda shlo hurmu, and the lachmei toda, all these breads that you weren't mafrish to four chalos, you're supposed to take off, right? You weren't mafrish to four chalos, right? Chayovim aleya mishum tuma. Nevertheless, even though they're not roy to be eaten by the owners, nevertheless, if somebody eats them with tumas aguf, you're chayav karis. The chiddush is that there's a gemara menachas that says that you're not chayav mishum tumas aguf, except for eating kachim that were at one point in time were mutter for somebody to eat. But here, the chiddush is that even though these items aren't mutter to eat, nevertheless, once the blood is thrown, we assume that we say that it's hutzul tahorim, even though it can't be eaten, not raw, it can't be eaten, the korban pesach can't be eaten, and the chalos of the toda can't be eaten until the truma is taking it off. So, because the zrik was enough to make a kachim. So Amar Rava Teda, I'll bring you a raya. The time you have a brayso that says the pasuk says by nefesh hashocha basar mizevach haslam hashel Hashem tumasal olav. Right, the whole pasuk by achilus kachin b'tumas guf. It says v'nichrasa nefesh himei amel. And the words asher la Hashem are extra. What does that come to teach us? The rabos emurim kachin kadoshim kalim b'tuma. It comes to include that if you ate the fats of the kachim kalim b'tumas guf, you chayav karis. Those are the stuff that's burnt. But if you eat them, you chayav karis. Alma af al gav de lavane achilin inu. You see that even though the imurim are not something that's meant to be eaten because it's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, nevertheless chayav malei mishum tuma. You still chayav if you eat that with tuma. The Gemara says hachinami. So to hear by the pesach shlo hutzla and the lachmei toda shlo humor hachinami af al gav de lavane achilin inu. Even though these two things are not royal achila, chayav malei mishum tuma. You still can be chayav mishum tuma. So the Gemara says no, there's no comparison. De lohi. By the Emuri Kadoshim Kalim Chazul Gaboa. You're right, Ein Hachanami. They're not roi to be eaten by a person, but they're roi to be consumed. They're roi to be consumed by the Mizbeah. Right? So therefore, you chayav tumas aguf if you eat it. But, Lafuke, Besar Pesach, Shlohutzma, Balach, Metodus, Shlohurmu, the Lo Chazi, Lo Gaboa, the Lo Lehejo. There's no raya because those things are non-roasted Korban Pesach. And a Balach, Metodus, you didn't take off the four loaves of bread, they're not right for anybody to eat. So maybe in those instances, you would not be chayiv if you ate them betumah, because they never had a time when they were mutter for a tahor to eat. Hajjan Alam Kol Hapsulim, Hajjan Kol Hapsulim, Hajjan Kol Hapsulim. We'll start with the Mishnah tomorrow morning at 6, right? 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have a good day.